With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. Governor Kristi Noem will speak at the Republican National Convention tonight. On Monday, Noem spoke on behalf of the state as it handed over South Dakota's 29 delegates to President Donald Trump's nomination.
Our government respects people's rights. We love our freedoms. And we honor the men and women who have come before us to build this great nation. We are grateful to President Trump for bringing fireworks back to Mount Rushmore. He's brought jobs to our towns, and he puts America first each and every day. On behalf of South Dakota's 29 delegates, I proudly cast all of our votes for the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
The Republican governor's profile has risen over recent months for her hands-off approach to the coronavirus. In a recent tweet, Noem says people should not be, quote, subjects of an elite class of so-called experts. Those comments come as the number of South Dakotans infected with COVID-19 continues to increase. According to Benchmark Data Labs, the 7-day average of new COVID-19 infections is 152 cases. A survey by the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis shows smaller businesses suffering the most from the pandemic. The Minneapolis Fed is surveying business owners to obtain more real-time data during the recession. The survey area stretches from Montana to a portion of Michigan. It includes both Dakotas. The Fed's Ron Wurst presented findings during a webinar.
There's a very, very clear relationship that size matters. Sole proprietors and small firms were much more likely to see more negative outcomes in general.
In other findings, 16% of businesses say they won't last 3 months under current circumstances. That's an improvement from almost 30% in an earlier survey. The survey also found lasting changes in the workplace. 1/4 of businesses say at least half of their staff will continue working from home through the end of the year. The abrupt end of the spring semester has affected how many college students come back to school, but not in the way many might expect. The University of South Dakota is seeing unusually high numbers of freshmen returning as sophomores this year. USD President Sheila Gestring says that the freshman retention rate was 6% lower than the previous year in May, but that was before the university announced plans to bring students back to campus.
Right now, our retention of last year's cohort is the highest on record at the University of South Dakota. So hopefully, that's an indication that the students feel very confident about the plans that our 6 regional institutions have put in place in order to keep them safe, in order to provide as much face-to-face programming as we can.
Fall enrollment for the state's public universities won't be finalized until next month. Those numbers should provide more details on how the pandemic has impacted college enrollment in South Dakota. Oglala Sioux Tribe President Julian Bear Runner is declaring a state of emergency for the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation for the rise in suicides, ideations, and attempts. According to the declaration, the Pine Ridge Reservation suffers exceedingly high rates of suicide coupled with deplorable conditions connected to extreme poverty and unemployment. The declaration goes on to say that Oglala Lakota County, which is entirely encompassed by the reservation, is consistently one of the highest in negative statistics in any county in the United States, and the citizens face economic challenges. Challenges that have plagued the tribe historically since Western expansion and created intergenerational trauma. According to Tony Tenfingers, an enrolled member of the Oglala Sioux Tribe, historic trauma is the pandemic that many tribal members face today.
With generational trauma and what happens, is it evokes a lot of depression in people, and especially young people, the young adults, you know, the generational trauma that they saw firsthand growing up on a reservation, especially if they had parents that drank or used drugs, you know, and they had to care for themselves, where mom and dad are gone for a number of days, you know, and they have to care for themselves. That's a generational trauma. But when you go back to their parents' parents, maybe they're the ones who were told not to speak Lakota in school, not to go to ceremonies, you know, because that's heathen, that's devil worship. And so you have all of this generational trauma that gets handed down over the years. And so what happens is that there's a lot of bonds broken. When I say bonds, I mean family bonds. Family bonds are broken. You see it, the role of the father, the role of the mother, the role of the grandfather, the grandmother, the role of the oldest brother. All of these things are lost because our pandemic is this generational trauma that we live through.
The declaration asks the federal government to assist the tribe by providing sustainable and consistent financing to prevent suicides on their reservation. Bear Runner also called upon tribal citizens to help one another. He demands that a previously established tribal suicide task force to be reestablished to implement strategies to prevent suicides. This task force will also make a report in the next 30 days to U.S. lawmakers so that they can provide action on a bill that will provide long-term solutions to the socioeconomic conditions on Pine Ridge.
Those are the stories from today. Be sure to follow SDPB News on Twitter and Facebook, and check out sdpb.org to read up on all of our news and politics coverage. Be sure to share this podcast with your friends. Together we can make a more civically engaged South Dakota. From the entire SDPB journalism team, I'm Josh Heyer. Thank you for listening.